My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is found in several chapters, I believe, chapters 4, 5, and 6 of St. Matthew's gospel, in which our Lord, at the beginning of his public life, laid out a summary of his teachings of the gospel. And among other things, our Lord said, "You are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now we think of that, and that is quite a challenge, because it is impossible for us to achieve perfection. So what does our Lord mean when he says, "You are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father"? He means that we are to constantly strive for holiness, to strive for perfection. And here in the section in today's gospel, we read those words, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Again, quite a striking statement, because the Pharisees were known for their conscientious fulfillment of the law of Moses. They were extremely meticulous in doing everything that Moses commanded. First of all, learning all of the different requirements, and then second, adhering to it. So why then did our Lord condemn the Pharisees? He denounced them for two reasons. Well, at least two, more than that. But because they added to the law of Moses, they weren't content with just adhering to the law, they added their own laws. And also, primarily because they missed the most important thing, which is the interior. They were attached to the letter of the law, and they missed out on the most important thing, which is the love of God and the reason why we fulfill his laws. They also looked down upon others and condemned others in their pride. But again, our Lord said that we must do even more than the Pharisees. We must be even better in striving to fulfill even the little things. In other words, it would be a very disappointing fact for a Catholic to have an attitude, "Well, as long as I make it to heaven, I don't mind violating this or that commandment, or venial sin, not worrying about venial sin. As long as I don't commit mortal sin, I will be satisfied." And that's the wrong attitude to take, our Lord is saying, because we must be conscientious in the little things. And when we are conscientious in the little things, we will be faithful in the bigger things. You've heard that saying of our Lord, "He that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful in that which is greater." In other words, if we are striving to avoid venial sin, we're striving to avoid all sin, no matter how minor, then we will also be avoiding mortal sin. We know that it is impossible for us as human beings to be perfect. Our Blessed Mother, of course, never committed even the smallest venial sin. It is also said by theologians and spiritual writers that Saint Joseph never committed even a venial sin. But the saints tell us that we will not be able to achieve that point where we do not fall at least occasionally into some small venial sin. But Saint Francis de Sales tells us that we especially can and must strive to avoid what he refers to as the fully deliberate venial sins. Those where we know what we're doing, we think about it, there is deliberation, there is thought, and then the person commits that sin. "Well, it's just a small thing," etc. There's some excuse. Those venial sins we can and must strive to completely overcome. Then there are those others that St. Francis de Sales refers to as semi-deliberate venial sins that, you might say, catch us by surprise. in a moment of weakness, and immediately we regret them. Those may be difficult to completely eliminate, because again, we are human. But this is our goal, to strive for holiness, to strive to overcome all sin. Now, you are familiar with the fact that Michelangelo was a great sculptor, and he created this sculpture of Our Mother of Sorrows called the Pietà. It's a magnificent work. But I was able to see a work of Michelangelo that I thought was even greater, and that is a statue of Moses. It's probably about 2 to 3 times the size of the Pietà, an enormous sculpture. And you look at the detail, the veins in the hands, the hairs on the head and the beard, every little detail is incredible. Well, when Michelangelo was sculpting the statue of Moses, one of his friends came into the workshop, and he stood at a distance and watched how Michelangelo was, with the chisel and hammer, working very, very carefully at some small detail for a long period of time. And finally, he went up to him and said, "Michelangelo, that's just a trifle. Why are you so concerned with that little detail?" And Michelangelo replied, "It is a trifle, but it's these trifles that make up perfection. And perfection is no trifle." Remember that. The little things make up holiness, make up perfection. And perfection is no little thing. So by every day striving to do God's holy will, to be faithful to his commandments, to avoid even the venial sins, we are acquiring holiness. We are fulfilling what our Lord asked, that we exceed even the conscientious observance by the Pharisees, and that we are striving for the perfection of our Heavenly Father. Now, today is the feast day of Saint Maria Goretti. Saint Maria Goretti is a wonderful saint for several reasons. One of them, that she is a modern saint. We read about the wonderful virgin martyrs, Saint Philomena, Saint Agnes, Saint Cecilia, so many others. But Saint Maria Goretti was also young, I think 12 years old or thereabouts, when she was martyred by a young man, I think he was 17 or 18 at the time, named Alessandro Serinelli. He had tried to entice her into sin several times before, and she always steadfastly refused his advances. And he threatened her that if she told her mother, he would kill her. And thus she never said anything. One day he thought he had his opportunity. Her father had died some years before. Her mother and the other children were out in the fields working, and there was some kind of a combine that was noisy in the fields as they were harvesting the crops. And Maria was in the house with the baby. He came in under some pretext, and he cornered her. There was no escape. Once again, he enticed her to sin, and she repeatedly refused. And finally, in his fury, he took a knife and stabbed her repeatedly, 14 times altogether. She did not die immediately. She lived for about 24 hours. But during that time, she was taken to the hospital. She received the last rites, and the priest asked her, "Do you forgive Alessandro for what he has done?" And she said, "Yes, I forgive him, and I want him to be in heaven with me someday." Now, when she refused his advances, she kept saying to him, "No, Alessandro, it is a sin. You will go to hell. It is a sin." Well, Alessandro was utterly unrepentant. He was sent to prison for 30 or 35 years. And he wouldn't even see a priest. And not only was he unrepentant, but he told the lie that she was responsible, that she wanted to commit sin with him. So he soiled her reputation in addition to being utterly unrepentant. Finally, one night, like in a dream, she appeared to him, and she offered him a bouquet of flowers. And there were 14 flowers in the bouquet, the same number of times that he had stabbed her. And he understood that she was forgiving him and praying for him. And immediately the next day, he begged to see a priest. He changed his life. In fact, when he was finally released from prison, he went and spent his remaining days in a monastery to make reparation. And I wish I had the wording in front of me, but he said something very wise. He wrote something to parents to avoid with their children the occasions of sin, to eliminate occasions of sin. His downfall was bad magazines, indecent pictures. Of course, this was in 1902, long before the modern media that have caused the loss of so many souls. But the principle there is the same, to eliminate the occasions of sin. His mother had died sometime before when he was young, and his father was negligent and didn't correct him. And so he looked at indecent pictures, and this fueled his passions. So it is a wonderful story on many fronts of forgiveness, of perseverance. St. Maria Goretti had made her first communion a year or two before her martyrdom, and she made the resolution at her first Holy Communion the same as St. Dominic Savio had, death rather than sin, that she would rather die than offend Almighty God by sin. And she was faithful to that resolution. But her life teaches us the importance, once again, of the little things, being conscientious not to offend God in the little things. And if we are faithful in those little things, we will be faithful in the big things, the strong temptations, the greater dangers. So let us resolve to imitate this wonderful saint, this modern martyr who died just a little more than 100 years ago in modern times, showing us that that same virtue, that same heroism that we read about in the early martyrs and saints is also apparent in the saints of more modern times. Let us imitate them. Let us serve God faithfully. And let us strive, even though we'll never reach it, let us strive for the perfection that God calls us to, of avoiding all sin, mortal above all, but yes, also venial sin, that we might be pleasing to God and might become more like Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.